Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. A retail roundup. Sam's Club is going friction free.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say, what does that mean?
What are y'all doing over there?
Man, Sam's Club got going.
Sam's Club after hours.
Sam's Club has announced it's friction free. I don't know how they're going to do this. My wife says it's fantastic.
She's experienced friction.
She has. She's experienced going friction free. Now, we're members of Sam's and Costco. Full disclosure.
I mean, some would say you're embracing the lifestyle. Yeah. Some say not.
That's an embrace the lifestyle move there. Most people pick one big box store. You pick.
Yeah. Well, you know, nothing says I have endless amounts of space in my house to fill.
Yeah.
More than being.
I feel like if both. If you were closer to a BJ's Warehouse, you'd belong there, too.
It's possible. I don't know BJ's Warehouse. I mean, I've heard of it, but I haven't ever been to one.
And that's not a joke. That's the name.
Correct.
We go to BJ Warehouse.
Yep.
Yeah, your mom.
I know where your mom is. She's at BJ's Warehouse. That's a real place.
Is she friction free?
I shouldn't even be telling this, but as you know, our last day on the air was my birthday, and we went to the beach right after. So as soon as I got home, pack, go to beach, blah, 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 go to dinner.
How stressful were you? How stressed were you? You should not have been too stressed.
No, horrible. No. Good. Yeah. It was. We didn't rush. It was raining and cold the first day. And so I went to the gym, got my birthday burn.
Of course.
You know, took the picture.
Was there a mini celebration at the gym?
Yeah, a mini celebration at the gym. You know, I high-fived Tammy and Gene and everybody, and I got the
put your sweaty face on Insta.
They put the board in front of me, and they were like, "Happy 55th." I said, "Okay, erase the board. I'm not.
Everybody, hold up five fingers.
No, I'm not 55.
He's going to tell you he's not that old, but he is."
Then we leave. I get home. We had to pack everything away, all of that, and the home had an elevator in it. Okay. All right.
The lifestyle.
We had rid of this place.
Okay.
Not uncommon for a beach place.
No. Oftentimes they're for the elderly and infirm.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes, and now the super wealthy have taken them over.
So at the end, we go out, we have dinner, everything. My daughter is, I don't even know, she was inside the house. My wife and I were bringing the last couple of things in the elevator. My birthday. I stopped it between floors. I said, are you thinking a little love in the elevator? And she said, are you absolutely out of your mind? And you know, of course, I had stopped the elevator. And she goes, get this thing started. And I kept pushing the button, and it wouldn't go anywhere. So we had to summon my daughter to push the button from outside and get it going again. And, you know, it was like, my daughter's like, why'd you stop the elevator? Like,
it just stopped.
I needed it. It just stopped on its own.
Your father thinks he's funny.
Loving an elevator.
That's when I started singing. Yeah. I started singing it. Yeah. I was like, you know, it's my birthday. And I said, loving an elevator. And she's like,
you can put down the paper towels for a moment. And the Snyder's of Hanover pretzel box.
We piled that in the corner. Let's all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little something here.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen. I had always kind of has been a little fantasy of mine. An elevator. And that wasn't like a department store elevator or something.
No. A voice didn't come on like, just a reminder. We have blink cameras all over the home. We can hear and see you.
Embarrassing, you know.
This is considered a common area, sir.
It was my birthday. It did not happen.
Materialize.
Yeah. Did not materialize the way I had wanted it, but otherwise it was fine. Back to Sam's friction-free processing. What they're doing now is, and this is going to all 600-plus of their stores nationwide beginning by the end of the year, if you want to do it this way, you can go in with your phone, your app, scan the item as you buy it, leave without seeing a soul. And you don't even have to have the receipt checked at the end. That's the latest wrinkle. My wife has done this where you scan it as you go, and then they check your receipt as you leave, you know, just like at Costco.
So there's no cash register per se?
You go right past the cash register. It's paid for. You've got a credit card hooked to the app.
Mm-hmm.
You scan every item as you put it in the cart. And then as you leave, it will say on your phone, it'll say 27 items purchased. and have a list of the items, and then the person will look at your phone. And,
1, 2, 3, 4 Okay, you can go.
Well, that's how they do it at Costco. Yeah. That's literally it. They count the item. That's what they do. And they look it over.
Drudge.
Well, this friction-free process, and I don't know how they've done this, they've gotten rid of that person. So you don't even see anybody. You just check out. I mean, you don't even, you just do it on your phone and leave.
There's no way of knowing. I can't. I don't know that the technology exists yet to say, let's say you buy a box of Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
Will the box of Cheerios, once it's, if it has not been scanned, set off an alarm?
Maybe that's how they're doing it.
Otherwise, I mean, you're almost inviting massive theft.
What I read was they're using artificial intelligence. They're using AI to eliminate the person at the that checks the receipt. So you don't have to go through that process anymore. So maybe, like, somehow, as you walk out, your buggy.
But there's no one there to stop you.
Mm-mm, no, there's no one there. There's, but there'll be somebody standing there for all the rest of us who just go through the, you know, who don't do
the, friction.
Yeah, yeah. The friction.
The friction folks.
Yeah. And my wife said, this is great. I walk past all the rest of you losers at the. She's talking about me because I never do that. I just go through the pay. Yeah.
I'm one of those losers.
She goes, I walk past the rest of you losers at checkout and
writing
just
your
walk
checks
right out. Just walk
paying
right
cash.
Out. Yeah. And now with AI, you don't even have to see the person.
Was it Amazon that tried that with their little convenience store?
They started it years ago. A few years ago.
They're out of business, right? For whatever reason.
Yeah, I think so. But
I don't
know
if it was the mm-hmm. But you didn't have to scan anything.
No, you just put it in your buggy and left, right? And it knew.
But it knew that you had picked it up.
This you have to scan. You have the app. You scan it. It charges the credit card. And then I said to my wife, well, what if you buy Cheerios? I use the exact same example. And 10 minutes later, you're like, I don't want the Cheerios. You put them back on the shelf. She goes, just delete it. And then you just go to the Cheerios, slide it to the left, and it'll say delete, and it's right. Your bill. So it's quick and easy, she says. She's done that. Mike, you're talking about the scan and go. Sam's is doing that nationwide now by the end of the year. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning. P1 Mike from Winston. Listen, I use the scan and go app all the time at Sam's, mm-hmm. Also a Costco member. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty simple. You got your phone, you scan your products as you cruise around the store, and as you're walking out, you say basically pay it. It says slide to pay, and it does. It puts a QR code on your phone. And as you leave, you exit through, I guess you would say, a tower of sensors and things. And the chap at the door is still there, but he's got a handheld, and he just looks at you and goes, you're good, man.
That's it.
You just keep on walking.
Yeah.
So do you get the sense, Mike, that the tower sensor can tell if you didn't scan your Cheerios or your Ho-Hos?
Yes. So I guess your phone and everything talks to it, and all the sensors, and they probably have sensors throughout the store as well.
I guess too. That's
have right. you ever put anything back on the shelf and not purchased it?
I don't think I have. I guess I have. Yes, I've taken it, and there's a way you can remove the item from your basket, so to speak.
And my wife said that was really easy. I thought that'd be a hassle.
It's got to be the people who struggle with diet, right?
When I go in there, I have a specific need. I go in there, I grab my 2 or 3 items, and I'm in the place, no kidding, 6 or 7 minutes.
Wow.
To push a basket through the back of the store and go straight to the front of the store, and I'm out of there.
That's impressive.
All right.
Thank you very much.
He sounds like he's a convert.
I feel like that's the way it's going to be at Walmart and many of the others in, 10 years or 5 years, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, if it works.
Yeah.
Goodbye, jobs.
That's what I said. I said, they're taking our jobs.
They're taking our derbs.
And my wife said, it's great. It's easy. I said, yeah, but they don't have to hire now. Anybody, they don't have to hire a guy to look at your receipt. Yeah. You know, you just walk out.
Through the tower.
The jobs go out through the tower.
What do you think is the most picked up and put back item at a grocery store?
Well, there's a good question, isn't it?
What do people think they're going to get and then decide not to?
So it goes. You're counting like it goes into the cart, makes a short ride, and then you get rid of it.
Yeah.
Alcohol?
Oreos?
I was thinking more along the lines of cookies,
mm-hmm.
because you talk yourself out of it.
Or your kids grab something and put it in.
That
I see that a lot.
I'm sure. I'm even removing the kids. I just mean like I put it in my cart,
mm-hmm.
and then I have guilt about it.
By the way, my wife says now, this has happened to her many times, she's bought bottles of wine. And again, when you show the receipt, it will note if you're over 21 or not. And She always has to show it to a human being at this point, and they always just wave her on, which is insulting. And she said, often, of course, they'll say, having a big party this weekend. She'll have to say, no.
No,
I'm not. This is my regular supply.
It's a lot of boxes.
Mike.
A lot of Sauvignon Blanc.
Mike, you're talking about the Scan and Go that Sam's is doing now. Go ahead.
Yes, Danville, Virginia has it, and they've had it for 3 months now. And the last time I was in here talking about the tower, You know how they have products as you're walking out the door? I actually added a product after I had already checked out on the app. It added it to it. It was so quick that within 10 steps when I went through the tower, they did not check me. It went right through. So it's instantly.
Wow. It's amazing. My wife says it's absolutely state of the art. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. I do think now that Sam's is doing it literally nationwide, I bet you Walmart is next.
And yeah.
Did you hear Linda McMahon, the education secretary, was talking about AI? And I don't know in what capacity. I think she's in front of Congress, but she was talking about AI.
I don't think this was Congress.
Where was she when she was talking?
It was with a group of people somewhere.
She messed it up.
There is a school system that's going to start making sure that first graders or even pre-Ks have A1 teaching, every year starting, that far down in the grades. And that's just that's a wonderful thing. It wasn't all that long ago that we're going to have internet in our schools. Woo! Now, let's see A1 and how can that be helpful? How can it be helpful in one-on-one instruction?
Many were confused. She meant AI. She said A1, like the steak sauce. Yeah.
Which, by the way, took her endorsement and ran with it and said, yes, start them early. First, yeah. They wanted to get A1 steak sauce in our nation's schools.
Very, very smart.
I love that.
Now,
I don't know.
She's probably of the McMahon family, Biggie. Help me. Probably taking the fewest chair hits to the head.
Without a doubt. Although she's been in the ring.
Yeah, I know.
I believe she's been. Is she stone cold stunned, I believe?
She got a stunner?
She might have gotten a stunner at some point.
Did that lead to her faux pas years later?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the synapses just don't fire.
Blame that. Here's technology as well.
Good thing we're gutting the department.
That's right.